Welcome back. You're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Happy New Year to you all. We're going to bring this train to the station in the final segment here. Barbecue Bob, we talked a little bit about some of the food that we all made over the holidays, and then talked a little bit about some bad habits, and then just recently had Ryan on and talking to us about maybe some healthy grilling. This is not going in the right direction for a fat-loving grilling guy like myself, that where fat is flavor. But I tell you what, we are going to turn over a new leaf this year, and we're going to try to talk a little bit more about healthier grilling throughout the year.
Yeah, and you know what? I think, just like Ryan was alluding to in the last segment, you know, don't start exercising too hard, too heavy, too fast. These trainers will keep you in the right direction. Well, do the same thing with your diet. You don't just jump into a radical diet. Now, there are times when you will have to do a hard start, like if you're going to get yourself to start burning calories or to start burning fat. You know, you might have to do like a 10-day period of nothing but salads and like a hard-boiled egg for breakfast, a salad for lunch, and a little soup for dinner, where you starve yourself for like 10 days and get yourself into a fat-burning mode. But in terms of radically changing your diet for the rest of your life, you don't have to radically change it. You need to slowly change it so that it's something that is pleasant for you. Not that you're...
It has to be livable or you're never going to do it.
That's right. You're not going to stick with it.
Yep.
And we've seen all those guys gyrate back and forth. But,
and we've even done it ourselves, where you have great intentions. That's this whole New Year's resolution thing, that by the 10th of the month, that, you know, 80-some percent of the people have abandoned that already, and they hit it hard. Ryan probably saw that in his Snap Fitness, is you get all kinds of memberships for Christmas gifts for the family or whatever, and the place is packed for the first week and a half, and then it's like a ghost town. Hello?
Come March, it's only the skinny people there?
Yeah.
Well, that's why you want to buy a treadmill like in May.
Yeah.
Because they're so done.
Yeah, on Craigslist, they're everywhere for about one-tenth of the price at Christmas time, yeah.
So, you know, I think there's lots of cool, healthy things that you can grill. And, you know, we had Jordan brought his girlfriend home for the Christmas vacation.
Yes, I missed that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, did you? Yeah. Yeah. And Olivia had her little friend come out from New York. And they're both real heavy on the vegetables. So I did venison shish kebabs the other night. And I did a bunch of just vegetable skewers. And there's so many cool vegetables you can put on a skewer. The key is then to marinate them a little bit, or baste them, or braise them, or, I mean, you know, finish them off, glaze them a little bit. So there's lots of great healthy stuff you can eat without just overdoing it on the meat. And that makes a huge difference in your calorie count.
Yeah, and you know what? People really actually enjoy that, and it's actually very attractive looking. When you put like the bell peppers that are red, yellow, and green, and some tomatoes.
How about a tomato, man?
Marinated mushroom.
You get a tomato over the grill, and it turns into a totally different animal when you get it on your plate.
Yes, it does.
We had those little yellow ones. You know, I made my venison kebabs, and all we had was the little yellow tomatoes, cherubles or something like that.
Yeah.
Those things were my mouth's watering thinking about them. They were explosive after I heated them up. I mean, they just turned into this beautiful, rich, acidic,
And it concentrates the flavor. When you put a tomato on the grill, it tends to dehydrate it a little bit, and it concentrates the flavors down so that when you, man, it's just fabulous.
Well, you know, a lot of things change their profile when you put them on a grill. A favorite one of mine is like a jalapeno. A jalapeno totally changes depending on what you do to it. If you bake it, you get chipotle. And if you just take a jalapeno and you core it, or you don't even have to core it, but if you just roll it around on an oily, we're back to cast iron skillet. There's, if any of my Mexican friends are listening, please tell us on Facebook what you call that. But it's like caca or something like that, they call it. That has a totally different flavor to the jalapeno in itself. So you can affect those vegetables just with the different styles of cooking.
Yeah, and it makes it kind of fun too when you're trying this. We do some Cajun stuff every now and then. We tend to use the cast iron to do some Cajun
shrimp. Oh, dude, I'm going there next
week.
I forgot to tell you, I'm going to see T. Good.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Really? You're going to head down to Lafayette, Louisiana?
Yeah, well, I got to go to Dallas, so I'm going to shoot over to Lafayette.
Very good.
Yeah. So let's. I cheated on this recipe because with Christmas and all the holidays, I've been too busy to come up with anything original. This is from the Food Network magazine, which you and I both love, the Food Network right. and their magazine. But it's just a really cool one. I'm going to post it on the website, but it basically has radicchio fennel bulbs, which can be a little difficult to find from time to time. I think Meyer has them. Baby bells and cannellini beans, which I love and use all the time. Lemon,
aren't those
parsley.
Like gabonzo beans?
Or no, they look more like a navy bean, like a white.
Okay.
But they're along that line. They're a little softer than a garbanzo.
So it's a pasta bean salad.
Yeah, and okay. It's really healthy. It's got lemon. It's very much like the stuff, the Lebanese dish my wife makes, only she uses like wheat germ in it.
And there's some grilled vegetables and stuff that go with it?
Yeah, and I'll post it on the web on the Grillin' Guys Facebook page. If you haven't checked out our Facebook page, you should do that because we love when you all put pictures on it and send us stuff, pictures of your grills. Love pictures of your grills. Can't have enough of you at your grill with your favorite girl and your favorite beer. That's to me, I could look
not
at those.
Not necessarily in that order.
I could, no. Or are you women that listen, you at your grill with your favorite beer.
Right.
So, winter outfit, keep it nice.
Let's talk a little bit about this because you all were very, very supportive in 2015, and we are not taking our foot off the pedal in 2016 because we're close, guys. We're really close, but we have not pushed our Operation GI Barbecue over the top yet. We still need to do a bunch of fundraising to get this thing done, and we will not stop until it's done and we get that first load of barbecue over to our troops. And I want to talk a little bit about our great friends at the Henry Arms Company, Bob.
Yep.
Tell us what's going on.
Henry Repeating Arms. I just got off the phone yesterday with a lovely lady named Teresa who is finalizing our order for brass 30-30 octagon barrel and a brass 45-70 octagon barrel. And those will be shipped to Allen Bobbs. Allen Bobbs will receive them. And they're going to be on display at Allen Bobbs for the next few weeks. So we'll let you know when those do actually arrive. They're going to mount them on the back wall. We're going to make some plaques for them. So if you want to go in, because Meadema Online Auctions is going to auction them off through their firearms company for us. And but you'll be able to view them for a few weeks at Allen Bobbs Sports in Grand Rapids. And a great excuse to go in there because we're going to finally have ice, and they've got the best ice fishing supplies in Michigan.
Yeah, speaking of ice fishing, we're going to talk a little bit about Houghton Lake here in a minute. But that's man stuff, and it's time for a little man law. Now you're a man!
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. Great time of the year for pasties. And they go perfect with a gym workout. So
and
you can
gravy.
Go to the gym.
They go perfect with gravy,
if
too.
You're a girl, you can go to the gym and work extra hard, and then you can have a pasty.
Yeah, absolutely. Why not? It's a great reason.
It is. If you go to like your Fitness Pal apps or anything like that, every time you do a good workout, it throws another 250 calories on your allotment for the day. So that's like bonus.
Hey, Bob, we're headed to Houghton Lake on the...
I didn't read Man Law yet. Hold on. I'm going to forget
I thought that
it.
Was it.
No.
Oh.
Rubbing another man's bald head is forbidden. That's the Man Law.
All right. Well, you know what? I think I'm good with that one because I don't see why I'd ever want to do that anyway. So
I've been guilty, I'm sure, of patting some baldy on the head.
Well, now we're talking a little bit about Houghton Lake. On the 23rd of January, tip-up town is happening, ice or no ice, depending on the weather and what happens here in the next few weeks. But we're going to be up there doing the show live, right?
Yeah, and we're going to have a block of rooms at that hotel on the water. We'll have more information for you next week. But we're going to have a party on Friday night, grilling all day Saturday, and then the events all day Saturday afternoon. So please join us in Houghton Lake that weekend.
That's the 22nd, 23rd of January. You're going to want to come up there. We're going to be live with our friends at the Twister and WUPS. We're going to be doing our show from up there. So should be a lot of fun.
I
we're
know
really
it's
looking
going
forward
to be fun.
To
and we can go to Best Choice Market.
That's right. Happy New Year to you. You've been listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. We'll be back at you next week, and make some plans to join us at Houghton Lake.